Authorities in Douglas County say the body found in the woods west of Ava earlier this month was that of Curtis Goodwin of Sparta. Goodwin was reported missing in December of 2017. The body was located on State Highway T west of Ava by a person hunting morel mushrooms. Sheriff DeGase says his detectives have not yet found evidence to support the claim of foul play. The sheriff sent the remains to the forensic pathologist to uncover the exact cause of death. A woman has been arrested after a traffic stop in Evening Shade, Arkansas. The woman, identified as Vicki Johns, was stopped April 6 after police officers saw her throw something from the pickup she was driving. When stopped, the officer noticed a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. Johns allegedly gave the officer a fictitious name, saying she was Jean McCracken and later Dorothy Jean McCracken. After both names failed to return, Johns gave her real name to the officer, and it was determined that she had a felony warrant for her arrest. Johns then allegedly gave the officer a bag of marijuana that she had on her person. A search of the vehicle uncovered marijuana cigarettes and a tin containing meth. Johns is charged with felony possession of meth, second-degree criminal impersonation, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, defective equipment, failure to present a driver's license, and littering. She was taken to the Sharp County Jail. A U.S. Marine Corps private who's stationed for training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, has been sentenced in federal court for transporting child pornography across state lines. 23-year-old Giovanni Rayon Brown was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Douglas Harpole Tuesday to 12 years in federal prison without parole. The court also sentenced Brown to 10 years of supervised release following incarceration and ordered Brown to pay $24,000 in restitution to 8 victims of child pornography discovered on his cell phone. Brown will be required to register as a sex offender upon his release from prison and will be subject to federal and state sex offender registration requirements, which may apply throughout his life. Two people were arrested earlier this month after a traffic stop by West Plains Police. 24-year-old Damian Henry and 30-year-old Mira Thomas, both from West Plains, were stopped April 2nd because of an unreadable license plate. Thomas was asked for consent to search the vehicle but refused to consent. K-9 Tito alerted while sniffing around the vehicle, giving the officer probable cause to search. The officer then found a pack of cigarettes on the driver's side with two plastic baggies inside, one with a white residue, another with 2.5 grams of crystallized shards that field tested positive for meth. Also reportedly found behind the seat where Henry was sitting was an unsecured lockbox with an eyeglass case that contained a glass pipe in a style commonly used for smoking meth and $375 in cash. A firearm was found in the truck bed inside a tan jacket. Henry has been charged with possession of a controlled substance and unlawful use of a weapon by possessing a weapon and a controlled substance, and Thomas is charged with possession of a controlled substance. Both Henry and Thomas have been released on bond. A woman from Henderson, Arkansas, was arrested last night in Baxter County. 30-year-old Shayla May Blocker was arrested and faces charges of first-degree terroristic threatening, third-degree domestic battery, and aggravated assault on a family or household member. She's being held in Baxter County on $25,000 bond. A West Plains man has been arrested after breaking into a home and rubbing a woman's foot without permission. 59-year-old Ronald Masterson is charged with felony first-degree burglary. The incident happened on March 27th when Masterson entered the home through a closed door, rubbed the woman's foot and ate her food without consent, and told her that he would be back. Masterson was released from custody on $10,000 bond. A preliminary hearing is set for May 21st. The Theramamas Spring Rotary Radio Auction wraps up tonight on K-Country 95 and The Gift. The auction begins at 5:30, wraps up at 7:30. All money raised stays local for local projects. To bid, you can call 417-264-2006. National Small Business Week is the first week in May, and Ozark Small Business Incubator will be celebrating with their signature event, Epic. OSBI Executive Director Heather Fisher says this year they will celebrate agriculture in the Ozarks.
Epic is a half-day event on May 2nd from 1 to 6:30, and if you are a farmer or have that in your blood, we really encourage you to join us. You're going to be inspired by innovative local entrepreneurs. hear a keynote presentation that's at the cross-section of ag and tech, and also get to watch a Shark Tank-style pitch competition.
Fisher talked about their keynote speaker.
Our keynote speaker is a gentleman named Kevin Johansson that has a company called Egg Butler, and he's going to share his growth from a fifth-generation farmer to an app that helps farmers and ranchers source employees for their farms.
Other businesses speaking include Piney River Brewing Company, Hamilton Native Outpost, and The Farmer's Daughter. To sign up, you can go to their website, ozsbi.com, or call 417-256-9724.